Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today, we are going to do a topic inspired by Sue Alford's The Sun Through the Houses. We're going to analyze the sun sign in astrology and let you know what it means and why it is so important. Well, we don't pay a whole lot of attention to the sun on this show because there's so much made of sun sign astrology that sometimes I forget. So I've decided to dedicate a topic on the sun because it is the star in the sector of the galaxy. It is the closest star to Earth, obviously. It is our lifeblood. It's what keeps us alive. The sun is the planet, actually the luminary, which rules the sign, the vibration, and the epitomization of the energy of Leo. The key words for the sun are will, individuality, spirit, and creative energy. We also recognize the sun as the soul of man and woman, and also the path of the soul, the evolution as far as where we have come from in our quest for spirit. A lot of people believe that we move forward in sun signs as we incarnate through the sun signs Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces to learn and master something from each sign, eventually getting to Pisces where we could blow it all and have to start over again or rise above it and evolve beyond the reincarnation cycle. That's what some people think. I don't know what I think. The sun also does well in Aries. It's exalted in Aries. It rules Leo. The sun has a problem, that is, people might have some problems with their creativity or will with the sign of Aquarius, where the sun is in detriment. It doesn't do good there. The sun does its worst in Libra, so definite identity problems possible there. Let's take a look at some of the key things about the sun. The sun, the symbol of the sun is the circle with the dot in the middle of it, which is kind of like the oneness of God symbol. And the sun represents, like I said, the will or the power urge. You ever feel like you want to have some power? Well, that's because of your sun sign. The vitalizing, life-giving force. It is the symbol of masculinity, paternity, which is fatherhood, authority, creative ability. It is the symbol of ambition, pride, leadership, self-expression, determination, and confidence. That's why Leos can exude such confidence. The sun creates, achieves, elevates, governs, sustains, fortifies, dominates, promotes, and illuminates. And also, I think that, you know, the sun also is the circle of unlimited potential brought to focus in life, and that is what the expression of the sun sign is in a natal chart. Now, the sun is associated with the heart and the spine, also the back, and with heads of state or royalty like presidents and kings, also with children and families, creativity, especially in the theater, drama, movies, and games. Okay, and positive solar traits from your sun sign, of course, would be a creative, generous, big-hearted, organizing ability, love of children, affectionate, magnanimous, and dignified being. Okay, so all of us have that potential. Negative solar traits, if you have an afflicted sun in your chart, that could make you pompous, arrogant, dominating, extravagant, condescending, overbearing, and bombastic, tend to throw your weight around, too big for your boots, so to speak. Now, the key for this topic today is that the house that the sun occupies will be strongly emphasized. I want you to know that most everybody on the planet knows what sign their suns are in, but very few, unless they have a rising sign or get their chart done, they have no idea what house their sun sign is in. And in astrology, did you know that it is more important to know what house the sun is in than what sign the sun is in? That's why I adhere more to being a 10th house Leo sun than I do just being a Leo. You know, you might be an 8th house Leo sun or a 3rd house Leo sun, but depending what your rising sign is, will tell you what house your sun is in, which will help you further understand this creative element in your life, which is so important in discovering your gift, your talent, and your ability to really have a good time and develop confidence and power and achieving in your life. Okay, so knowing what house the sun is in your natal chart is important. How do you find out that? Well, you have to know what your rising sign is. If you have an astroscope, you'll be lucky, because somewhere in that astroscope it's going to say, like it does in mine, not only sun in Leo with a paragraph on what that means, but it'll also say sun in house 2, or sun in house 6, or sun in house 7. You know, and just like your social security number, I think it is absolutely critical when it comes to astrological analysis to know and be able to reflect and share with other people what house your sun sign is. I'm a Leo with Libra rising and Scorpio moon, and I'm a 10th house sun. Those are the critical factors in any astrology chart that a person should need to know. Your three majors, your sun, moon, and rising, and what house your sun is in. So the house that the sun occupies will be strongly emphasized, and the affairs of that house are likely to be of great importance to the subject throughout his life. So if you were a second house son, because the second house is money, now you know why you're obsessed with money. And if you're a third house son, because the third house is communication, now you know why you'd be so obsessed with communications. And if you're a sixth house son, because the sixth house is the house of health and work, now you know why there's been so much of a focus on your work ethic and your health, okay? And if you're a 10th house son like Farley Malaris, you'll know why you are so success-oriented and why your career is so important. Interesting thing about the sun in the natal chart, depending on what sign and what house it's in and how it's aspected, is you can actually dissect and surgically analyze your father and understand your father a heck of a lot better by looking at the sun in your chart. And I've talked about this before. My dad is such a career fanatic. He is so success-oriented that it'd be a tragedy for him to have children that were not success-oriented people, because he just beams with success and workaholic tendencies and acquisition and power. So even by accident, you know, even if I worked a half hour a day, I'd have to be a success, because it's just inherent by having a 10th house son in my chart that my dad would be like that. My sister, she's a Virgo rising, and she has her son in the third house. So I think from her point of view, she knows my dad is a hardworking guy, but she also sees him as a deep thinker and a communicator and someone that's very busy, that's running around a lot, from that third house effect. So depending where the sun is, that is really how you will see your father and how you will receive your father in your life. Okay, so that's really important. And of course, if you have squares and oppositions on your sun sign, then you're going to have karma with yourself concerning the father, which probably means that this lifetime is a reversal of some past life role where you would have been the father and he would have been the son or the daughter, and now the roles have been reversed. And that's why you have squares and oppositions on that sun sign to let you know. I have a sun square moon, so I have been both of my parents' parents in past lives, and now I've come back to experience what went down. Generally speaking, the affairs of houses 7 to 12 are concerned with adult life, more dealing with the world and other people. So people that have sun in the 7th to 12th house normally are people that will deal a lot more with the public. And their fathers will also deal with the public too, okay? So also, I would think that if you can understand the basic energy vibration of any one of the 12 houses, if not all of them, then you'll be able to understand a lot where a person's coming from. Like, you see, each house really reflects a different zodiac vibration. That's why I keep telling people in advanced astrology, it's critical to know the vibration of each of the houses. To know that the first house is an Aries vibration means that if people have a lot of planets in the first house, or any planets in the first house, are going to be like unto Aries, which means they're going to be very aggressive, very energetic, childlike in manner, and also sometimes very warm and affectionate and initiating, just like Aries. They're epitomized Aries. So obviously, if you know where your sun is in the sign, you can combine that with the vibration of the house, and you'll end up with a zodiac factor that will reflect two signs, which will let you know about this creative force in your life. Like, let's take Farley Malaris again, for example, because he's our favorite subject for for guinea pig purposes here. And my Leo sun in the 10th house, the career house, the karma house, is also the house that reflects the Capricorn vibration. So my sun sign is a combination of Leo from the Leo placement at birth and Capricorn from the placement in the 10th house. So I am totally a Leo Capricorn in my creative abilities, which means I'm creative, I'm career-oriented, I'm practical, I'm logical, I'm commonsensical. I will suffer when it comes to career growth and evolution. I've already done it. And I have very sensitive skin and bones, which is what Capricorn also rules. See, so understanding what sign, what house your sun is in will definitely help. We talked about the first house being the Aries vibration. The second house is the Taurus vibration, or that money ethic. The third house is the Gemini vibration. Isn't that funny? Some people, they don't like Geminis. They're upset with them when there they are, a Virgo with their sun in the third house in Gemini, because they are a Cancer rising, right? I'm sorry, yeah, Cancer rising with the Virgo sun will bring your sun around the third house and give you a strong Gemini characteristic, which is that telephone talking and need to communicate in the job, and also tremendous details in your life, lots of running around and lots of contact or karma with the brother and sister effect as far as that being in your life. Okay, so knowing the house vibration will definitely help you know a lot more about the sun sign and what it really means. That's why it bothers me whenever I read those sun sign reports in the paper. What I'd rather have is sun by the houses forecast, which would be kind of impossible to do anyway, because there's 144 suns possible in houses. That's right, there's a first house Leo sun, there's a first house Aries sun, there's a first house Taurus sun, there's a first house Gemini sun, and so forth. There's 144 different varieties of sun sign as far as suns in the houses are concerned. So the combinations get rather intense and very interesting. Okay, now the fourth house is the puppy house, right? That's Cancer vibration. So no matter what your sun sign is, we must combine that solar energy with the sign it's in and the house it's in. And you know, it really gets interesting when you start mixing the signs. It's kind of like mixing paints or colors. You know, like, what do you get if you mix the orange and the blue? Well, I think you get green or something like that. Or what do you get if you mix black and white? You'll get gray, you know. And what do you get if you mix Virgo with fourth house Cancer? Well, you're going to get someone that's going to have an intense Virgo characteristic, or very analytical and probing and serving and all that, with the initiation of the Cancer force, the go-getter and the emotional factor, and also the mellow, sensitive, vulnerable factor is added to that. See, so knowing the sun and the sign in the house is like mixing paint, and you're only mixing two signs together to find out what the true qualities of the I am force is as far as that God reflection for the individual is concerned. The sun in the fourth house is interesting because the fourth house rules reincarnation and past lives. So that's really intense. So whether you're a Cancer sun or a fourth house sun, you will be more bonded with the past. If you're a Cancer and you wondered why you saved things or collected things or you held things dear from the past, it goes without saying that you're also holding things from past lives too, usually emotional, and that sort of runs normal for people that have sun in the fourth house too. The fifth house is the Leo vibration house, which is really kind of interesting. You end up with a Scorpio sun sign, which would normally stress the Leo force, and then you throw it in the fifth house, right? Because the person has a Cancer rising, right? Approximately. So you get a Cancer rising person with a Scorpio sun in the fifth house. You combine the Leo Scorpio and you get one either wonderful son of a gun or one mean son of a you know what. So the Scorpio Leo combination is very intense and very emotional. It gives you the extremism from Scorpio and the dominant and forceful expression of Leo. So tremendous position for acting. And imagine going up in a cattle call for audition. conditions against a Cancer rising person who's a Scorpio with a fifth house sun, that Leo vibe, and good luck, because they're going to give 150% without even trying. That's pretty interesting. And then, you know, the sixth house is interesting because the sixth house is a very careful location of the sun, because it does rule health and work. If you have planets in the sixth house, especially the sun sign, then you're going to have probably either that workaholic ethic or the need to be very Virgo in nature, you know, analytical, possibly critical, and also worrisome or negative to a point where you could compound digestive problems, and when the digestion doesn't work, it can create other imbalances in the body that might require medical attention or surgery. So sixth house sun signs, I know you might be hard workers, but you need to rest, and you need to take vacations to recenter and recharge your spirit and your love and your light. That is critical. It never ceases to amaze me, no matter what sign your sun is in. If you have the sun in the seventh house, let's say you'd be a Pisces sun sign with a Virgo rising, you might have sun in the seventh house, right? These people are obsessed with relationships. Just like a normal Libra, the seventh house sun reflects the Libra vibration, and these people are into things that are Libran, like partners, like marriage, like relationships, and also love and being close with other people. Okay? So that's what that seventh house sun reflects. The eighth house sun is as much a Scorpio as a Scorpio is. No matter what sign that sun is in, the eighth house sun is very intense, very passionate typically, and also very compassionate from that Scorpio vibration. The ninth house sun is also just as much a Sagittarius as a true Sagittarius is. And isn't that weird? Because you could end up with somebody with a Pisces sun sign in the ninth house, which is a Sagittarian energy would normally stress a Piscean force. You get a combination of the Piscean vulnerability, emotionalism, and spirit combined with the Sagittarian philosophical air and also joviality. So that tends to be quite an interesting combination. 144 different combinations of sun signs with the 12 houses, so it gets kind of fun. And then that, like I talked about, that 10th house, no matter who you are, if you have your sun in the 10th house, you're going to be just as much a Capricorn as Farley is. And that means that you are going to be somebody who needs to succeed, wants to succeed, loves to work with the public, and also likes to be in front of the public with that 10th house sun. Also, the 11th house reflects the Aquarian vibration, so if you have your sun in the 11th house, you are going to be just like an Aquarius, which you'll be just as friendly and goal-oriented and scientific and technical, and also hot and cold or unexpected behavior, friend-oriented person with that 11th house sun, no matter what sign that's in. Finally, the 12th house sun will reflect a Pisces, just like any other 12th house sun would. So if you have your sun in the 12th, there'll be something about you that'll be extremely vulnerable and frightened, or extremely powerful and godlike, depending on the day. So you may tend to show some moods. Now, I want you to know that you can really find your father in your sun sign. And I know a lot of people with 8th house suns either don't know their father, or God forbid their fathers have a premature passing or death. The 12th house sons also, I find, oftentimes don't know their father. Sometimes they even disappear at birth. Whereas the sun in the first six houses, daddy is a lot more obvious. Like first house sun people, daddy seems to be a very focal person in their lives. The farther away from the first house the sun is, the less we seem to see daddy or deal with him, with exception of the seventh house, where he's still close, but not as maybe physically close. The eighth house sun can also create complications, because it is the house of sex. When you have your sun sign in your eighth house of sex, you have your father in the house of sex. No, who knows what kind of karma can be produced from that. But, like I say, you can find your father. You know, you could have a fourth house son. Your dad might be a real homebody. Or a ninth house son. He's always traveling, maybe taking you with him, depending on the aspects. The tenth house son, you'll have a father you'll see as successful. And the 11th house son, your dad might be your best friend. The 12th house son, you might not even know your dad. He might be totally missing in action. So you can, really find out a whole lot about your personal will, your personal individuality, your spirit, your soul, and your creative energy the paternal force that basically is reflected onto all the planets in your natal chart by understanding the combination of the sun sign in the sign of the zodiac you were born in, and plus the combination of the house, like mixing two paints together. It reflects your uniqueness, your individuality, your character, and the current path in the growth of the soul in this life cycle as we try to approach spiritual evolution to pull away from the reincarnation cycle and overcome the materialistic pool. Okay? And, you know, in case, you know, there's something else I did want to tell you today about yin-yang, just as a supplement to this topic, because I don't often mention this. But as far as the planets go, which planets are yin and which planets are yang, we do find that the yang planets are the sun, okay, and Jupiter, plus Mars, Uranus, and Pluto, because they activate, project, stimulate, and vitalize. The yin planets, or the negative polarity, would be the Moon, Venus, Saturn, and Neptune, because they are much more receptive, reacting, responding, and protecting. More neutral would be Mercury, which modifies, interprets, or communicates the energies of other planets in aspect to it. So I like to, you know, I love that yin-yang philosophy, so I thought I would share that with you. Okay, how's that for a topic? I hope you enjoyed that today. You know, a lot of times, if not all the time, we live our lives in a mystery. We don't know what's going on. We don't know why it's going on. We don't know why we are so sensitive when we are so sensitive. Or we don't know why we're so cold when we're so cold. We don't understand why we're either shy or the opposite, totally ambitious and gregarious. But the astrology chart does explain a lot of that, if not all of that.